Welcome to Sarah Gonzalez Unfiltered. Was that better, Dad? I hope. I said yesterday, he told me that I say unfiltered like a downer, and I don't mean it like a downer. So tonight, we've got, going to be a great time. We have potentially the final State of the Union address that Joe Biden will ever give, God willing anyway, could be the final State of the Union from Grandpa Joe. And we will have coverage on Blaze TV's YouTube channel starting at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central with live reactions. Make sure you tune in. It's going to be a really long night. Let's just suffer together is kind of where I'm going with this. Look, if you're going to watch it, you might as well watch it with us. We're going to be trying to make sense of it, hoping that, you know, I'm thinking it's late for me, right? I'm going to come up here, and like I said, we're starting coverage at 8 Central, and I'm already like, that's late for me, but I'm not the guy delivering the speech who's like a billion years old and already hours past his bedtime, so, you know, we'll see how that goes for him. Maybe he's been promised like an extra tapioca pudding and a fresh diaper change in exchange for a really good performance, which, I don't know, for him, I would say the bar is low. They're like, Joe, if you stand upright and you don't fall, you don't collapse on stage and you don't drool on yourself, we'll give you an extra pudding. So I don't know. I keep watching Joe Biden in decline, rapidly declining, by the way. Even if you look at, we thought that he was bad when he was campaigning in 2019, but he's deteriorated. I mean, if you look at videos from him campaigning back then, he looks like bright. He looks with it. You want to talk about vigor? I mean, if you compare now versus then, he looks like he's got his stuff together back then, comparatively speaking. But I don't know. I'm told by people like Joe Scarborough on MSNBC that apparently my eyes deceive me. You know what? Biden is as sharp as ever now. Watch.
But comparing that guy's mental state, I've said it for years now, he's cogent. But I undersold him when I said he was cogent.
Really?
He's far beyond cogent.
Okay.
In fact, I think he's better than he's ever been.
No.
Intellectually.
Uh-huh.
Analytically.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because he's been around for 50 years.
Try 250.
You know, I don't know if people know this or not, Biden used to be a hothead.
Sometimes
that Irishman would get in front of the reasoning. Sometimes he would say things he didn't want to say. This is, and I don't really, you know what? I don't really care. Start your tape right now, because I'm about to tell you the truth. And F you if you can't handle the truth.
There's never been truth told on this network.
Of Biden, intellectually, analytically, is the best Biden ever. Not a close second. And I've known him for years. The Brzezinskis have known him for 50 years. If it weren't the truth, I wouldn't say it.
Oh, yeah. If it weren't the truth, Joe Scarborough wouldn't say it. Joe Scarborough has never told a lie. Joe Scarborough has never pushed the, you know, Russian collusion lie. Joe Scarborough has no, you only get truth from Joe Scarborough. Please, you can't handle the truth. Don't listen to Joe Scarborough. Shut up. We see what's right in front of us. Joe Biden is clearly declining. Joe Scarborough wants to say that Joe Biden is as sharp as ever. He's more than cogent because he used to be a hothead and couldn't control himself. That he's still a hothead. He just has dementia. Like, two things can be true at once. He's still a hothead. That doesn't make him cogent or sharp as a tack or clearly better than he's ever been. Like, these people cannot actually believe these lies. There's no way that Joe Scarborough believe. I mean, maybe. I don't know. He's a pretty big idiot, so you never know with Joe Scarborough. But it's like, guys, you can't lie about this. We're watching it happen. So, I don't know. Hopefully Joe Biden doesn't collapse. But we know the night is going to be full of lies because what else is he supposed to do? What else is Joe Biden supposed to do? He can't give the real State of the Union because it all sucks. Like, there's nothing to brag about. There's no victory laps to be had. So make them up. That's the only thing you can do. So lie, make up victories that aren't there. And he's also expected to promote abortion rights and tout his, this is funny. They said he's expected to tout his economic record. What? This is what I'm talking about. His economic record sucks. People are struggling to make ends meet. And by the way, he just went out and gave this speech that he was making sure that credit card companies had to make their late fees lower. Why? Because everyone is using their credit cards. They're going into debt because they can't afford to live right now in Joe Biden's America. But it's okay. Call it Bidenomics and it'll be fine. He will, of course, tonight advocate for more of your taxpayer money to go directly to Ukraine, funnel it to Ukraine, and he will, I am sure, address illegal immigration, address the border crisis, not by taking responsibility, but by blaming the problem on Republicans. And of course, I would imagine we will hear the dangerous rhetoric of, you know, ultra MAGA extremist terrorists, all of these ultra MAGA extremists, these far right extremists, maybe bonus points for him talking about somehow mentioning January 6th and the threat to democracy. We almost lost democracy that day. Thank God we kept it, which, you know, we don't have, but that's fine. So expected in attendance as guests of not Joe Biden, but House Speaker Mike Johnson are Riley Gaines, of course, the swimmer who lost to Leah William Thomas, Chloe Cole, a detransitioner. She has been on this show. She is now a fierce advocate against gender affirming care. I should say gender affirming care. Those of you who are listening, I'm doing the air quotes because we all, of course, know that that's not actually what it is. It's the opposite. Inez Freedom, the former NBA player who was canceled for speaking out against the NBA's ties to the CCP, along with victims of the October 7th Hamas massacre and victims of Biden's disastrous border policy, including parents of those killed by both fentanyl and illegal immigrants. So they're going to sit there. We're going to sit there watching. They're going to sit there right there listening to Biden lie. If he can manage to sling two words together, I would say that late in the game, in the day. But I want to play a video that Speaker Johnson released today. So you're going to hear these lies tonight. But here's a video showing the actual State of the Union.
My report is this. The State of the Union is strong.
You should come. Surge to the border.
Migrants surge across from Mexico.
Pushing resources to the limit.
Some of those thought part of the terror watch list.
Every state is a border state. Every city is a border city.
Sharp rise in the amount of drugs.
8,500 pounds of fentanyl.
Cartel controls everything that happens here.
America is at a breaking point.
Joe Biden is touting Bidenomics.
Bidenomics is working.
78% of voters view the economy negatively.
And that the president is to blame.
We're changing people's lives.
Unrelenting price increases.
Sticker shock is hitting millions of Americans hard.
The highest economic growth in 40 years.
The highest inflation rate, Mr. President, in 40 years.
I got that.
Crime is dominating the headlines.
Surge of violent smash and grab robberies.
24% more murders.
The buck stops with me.
The Middle East in flames. Israel has formally declared war.
The Taliban has returned to power.
Embassy shuttered. The flag coming down.
Vladimir Putin doesn't fear this president.
Xi Jinping told President Biden China will reunify with Taiwan.
Weakness invites aggression.
Appeasement has failed.
This open season on America.
The country has soured on Joe Biden.
The most vacation days taken by a president.
The White House in damage control.
Where is the president? Why isn't he communicating?
So, I mean, that's the truth. Right? All of that is true. That's what's going on around you. And I know you know that because you're living in the world, right? And Joe Biden is going to go out there and he's going to lie tonight. But that is all true. And it is all infuriating when you watch this. It didn't have to be this way. But what is the Republican plan is what I'm asking, because, you know, I appreciate the viral clip that you put out there on social media. I appreciate that Republicans are always like, we're going to go to this hearing and we're going to do this really big viral moment and then we're going to clip it and then we're going to put it out on social media and it's going to get millions of views. But what are you actually doing about the state of things, right? Like, Joe Biden is the president, but you guys are also in charge. So what's the response? Like, how do we lead by example? Because it's important to criticize Joe Biden on his policies, but it's also important to lead by example. What are we doing? I still don't know. But Mike Johnson also tweeted out that he will continue the dumb tradition of pandering and playing identity politics by having dual State of the Union responses, one in English, one in Spanish. He tweeted out earlier, I'm pleased that Monica de la Cruz will be delivering the Spanish language address to the nation Thursday night as the first Hispanic woman and Republican to represent her district. Congresswoman de la Cruz's journey to Congress is nothing short of inspirational and encapsulates the very essence of what it means to live the American dream. Sadly, that dream is slipping away after 3 years of an open border, runaway inflation, and a nation inviting aggression and projecting weakness on a world stage. Now, the last part of that is true. But why do we, like, why? Why do we do this? I realize it's not the first Spanish response to the State of the Union, but it's like, it's just so gross to be like, we hate identity politics and pandering when it's the other side. But then, like, when we do it, it's good. This is why it's good when we do it. There should, of course, like, only have one response. It should be in English, which, by the way, should be the official language of this country. And if they want a transcript or a translation, then fine. But you can't tell minorities they've been pandered to by the left while pandering to them. And I mean, we do it everywhere, right? We talk about, let's not play identity politics. The left plays identity politics. We don't want to play it. And then what do? We're talking about, well, Trump has to pick a woman or a black person like Tim Scott for vice president. He has to do that. Why? Why? We don't need a Spanish response. Just do the one response in English and let people read it. And I don't know, maybe it'll encourage all of these newly released into the country illegal immigrants to learn English. I don't know. Maybe. Now they'll be like, I really need to learn English so I can hear what they're all saying. Like, it's just so dumb and it's so weak and it's just so Republican because all of those words all go together. All right. So I want to, we got to take a break. And then when we come back, I'm going to bring in the panel, and you are not going to believe this next story. Speaking of illegal immigration, first, we want to thank our sponsor, Birch Gold. So, well, the State of the Union, as we're talking about, you're going to hear Joe Biden talk about Bidenomics and how it's working. Well, it's not. If you've looked at your, you know, your IRA, your 401k, if you're refreshing it every day, you're probably really depressed because you see all of your hard-earned savings dwindle away and you're like, there's nothing I can do about it. Well, there actually is, okay? You can diversify a portion of your savings into gold with Birch Gold Group. Gold is going to be your hedge against inflation. Historically, it has been that way. Gold has always been a hedge against inflation, and Birch Gold makes it very, very easy to own. They're going to help you convert. If you got an old IRA 401k just sitting around collecting dust that you don't know what to do with, you can convert that into a tax sheltered IRA in gold. You're not going to pay a penny out of pocket to do it. Don't take my word for it. Okay. I've worked with Birch Gold. We worked with them just as recently as the end of last year. They make it very, very easy. I'm not a financial, I'm not an investment person, but they are. And what they're going to do when you text the word Sarah to 989898, they're going to give you a free information kit on gold. And then if you feel like this is something that is right for you, you can talk to one of their specialists on how to protect your savings from persistent Bidenflation with gold. Text the word Sarah to 989898. Well, I thought that I had a panel, but it turns out John Doyle canceled on me. But I'm very glad that I have Yacoub Bouyans, Blaze TV contributor and host of The Bottom Line, also founder of Yacoub Bouyans Ministries, where he is doing amazing work. I mean, you do everything, but really focus on fighting sex trafficking.
Yep.
Which I don't think I have to explain why that's a noble cause. So
thank you, Sarah. And look, I love John.
Yeah.
But I'm glad he canceled.
Yeah. He's going to be
some good time with Sarah.
Yes.
Good. But we will miss John.
Well, I only brought it up because when I went to break, I said, I'm going to bring in the panel. And I was like, Yep. Well, I'm just going to bring in my guest, okay? Which I'm really glad that you're here to talk about this. You know, we're talking about the State of the Union and how Joe Biden is just going to lie to the American public, and he's going to blame illegal immigration on Republicans. And, well, they had a chance to solve the border crisis, and they wouldn't do it, which we know is not true because that's not what the proposed bill actually did. It just threw money at more Border Patrol agents to just process these people, not actually stop the flow. But it's gotten so bad now that the city of Denver is now closing several of its migrant shelters to reduce its budget deficit by $60 million. So because all of these shelters, who do they have in them? Well, they don't have like homeless veterans or anything. They have illegal immigrants. So officials are actually asking local property owners to house some of these illegal immigrants that need a place to stay. Which, you know, I mean, now the Biden administration is calling newcomers. They're just newcomers now. We're just going to call them newcomers. But they said this is John Ewing with Denver Human Services. We put out a feeler to all the landlords we have connections with, saying we're going to have some newcomers who are going to need some housing. We've got a rent cap of $2,000, and that nonprofits are supporting this financially to house these. If I'm a homeowner in Denver, I'm like, oh yeah, a person who I don't know, I can't background check them because they're not from here, so I can't run their background check here. I have no idea if they're from a gang or if they're human trafficking or if they're bringing drugs into the country or anything like that. Yeah, sign me up. I'm going to rent to them.
No, it's a brilliant, beautiful program,
yeah,
Sarah. It's
yeah.
fantastic. It's so brilliant. Why don't we just nominate whoever did this for the Nobel Peace Prize? All
yeah.
right. Oh, we did that with Barack Obama. No, this is brilliant. And nothing will happen. We promise. Wink,
no,
wink.
No.
I mean, they don't harm anybody. We didn't just give a B2 visa to a child rapist that was literally on his way to court in South America, and we said, no, you should really come to the United States. Come to Miami. We would rather house you here. So now we're going to co-opt the American public in this giant conspiracy to completely corrupt our country, and then they'll pay him, too. They'll pay him some money and say, let's bribe you. Let's coerce you a little bit. And then we promise nothing will disappear. No harm when you sleep at night. And you just look, come on. The newcomers just want a warm bed.
I just imagine, if you will, the disregard that these people must have for our laws when they're coming in and they're being handed free things on a platter. And then after that, I was like, I mean, I guess it's inconvenient to have to stay at a shelter, but it's okay because after that, you're going to have a nonprofit pay your rent.
Yes.
So how much are you going to respect the tenants' rules, keeping it clean, making sure that you don't break anything? Like, how much are you actually going to respect our laws and our rules and our way of life when you're just being handed everything and you're not actually accountable for any of it?
You know what one of the largest complaints is by Airbnb owners, and I have many friends who own Airbnbs. We don't, but they own Airbnbs, is damage.
Yeah.
And people pay for the Airbnbs,
right,
and
right.
they still break it because it's not their own. You
right.
just don't. Now you're not paying. It's free. Which is a farce. Nothing is free in life. And so when you feed a stray cat, guess what it does? It comes back.
Exactly.
It brings buddies.
Yeah.
Right? And so at what point do we believe that magically the self-sustaining switch is going to flip and they go, thank you guys, that was beautiful. The handouts were amazing. But you know what? We don't want them anymore. Right now we want to just build a little bit of self-pride and go get a minimum wage job. We can't. So maybe we need to now fight the system and find out how to become legally legal under a new president who's going to mass deport. And so he should. But the problem is the thought that they'll just self-declare and say, sorry, man, I came in as a newcomer. Now I guess I'm an old-timer. You got to send me back, Mr.
Yeah, I mean, you got to find him.
That's not happening.
Right.
Not happening.
Well, you got to find him, and it's not going to be pretty.
She knows
it's not gonna be pretty, but that's what this time calls for. It calls for someone who's gonna come
radical,
in and
radical.
Yes, and
because
say
this is radical.
They're right, exactly.
This is radical.
Exactly. And say, look, I understand that it's going to look ugly. I understand that the mainstream media is going to paint this a certain way. I am telling, like, do you want more Lake and Riley's to happen?
They're celibate. They don't care about Lake and who?
Yeah. Well, who? Joe doesn't know.
Who, Sarah?
Yeah.
What do you mean there's crime?
Right.
What do you mean there's 67% recidivism in crime? What do you mean? That's not happening.
Right.
Come on. CNN didn't tell us that.
Right.
It's not happening. No, here's what's going to happen. They're salivating already. They're gearing up already. They're trucking up already to show the world bad orange man that's sending all these people back. What they don't know is how they've trafficked human beings and children, how they've coerced them, how, and I said this before on your show, how Catholic Relief Mission in South America, which is akin to Catholic Relief Charities, received $1 billion, right, from IOM, International Office of Migration, $1 billion to entice people to come here, to send their kids, right? Now, here's what's going to happen. This is what happened in Africa. When in their infinite wisdom, the African National Communist Party, which changed the name to Congress, opened the South African border up to the north and said, all the Congolese, all you criminals from Joseph Kabila, you all flood in here, all you rapists and you murderers, open all the prisons. I've lived this story before, Sarah. Yeah. And they came into South Africa and they got reparations. In the Reconciliation and Truth and Reconciliation Commission, in White Man Bad, let's feed all of Africa for free. Everything's free. And then when the money ran out, you know what? They were still there. And what happened then? 80% crime. Mm-hmm. Crime through the roof. Murder through the roof. Most dangerous city in the world, Johannesburg, South Africa. That's what happens. That's the next chapter. If you don't mass deport, if you don't bring law enforcement in.
Which, to your point, I mean, this is what we're talking about when I talk about it. I know you know this. I talk about it all the time, the economic ramifications that are not just right now, 10 years from now, 15 years from now, 20 years from now, because just take Denver, right? Denver, so, well, we're a sanctuary city. We have supported nearly 39,000 migrants. We're not going to call them illegals. They're migrants from the southern border. Well, that's just come at a price tag of $58 million, and they're estimating for 2024, $180 million.
Hear what you just said.
That's just Denver.
But when you said 39,000 people at $150 million. Do the math.
Right.
I mean, it's and it's not, and I want people to understand, it's the healthcare system that's going to break first.
Yes, yes.
It is about to implode.
They've had 20,000 visits to the healthcare.
We're sending our veterans out of the VA, which is a completely debacle anyway, okay? It's the most horrific healthcare system. I mean, maybe Canada is worse. I mean, you know, I had drunk doctors in Canada actually trying to fix
it. No.
Yeah. I had a broken rib in football and a doctor shows up absolutely inebriated and I was like, you can go home because they all get paid the same. Good doctor, bad doctor. Mm-hmm. It's you don't need to perform. Mm-hmm. You get a participation trophy, right? The healthcare system is about to implode. Absolutely. And it's Americans who are suffering. We're kicking kids out of YMCA, American kids
on
the streets. You go get drugs on the streets. We're dealing with a newcomer, right? And veterans who served our country can't go into the VA. Sorry. Sorry, soldier who bled and took shrapnel for our country. But the newcomer, you know, I mean,
I have to laugh every time you say it. Like it's not funny, but I'm like, I don't even know how to process this.
Remember,
other than laugh.
As you so eloquently said stupid. In our movie Sex Nation, you spoke and we're talking about changing language and we talked about minor attracted persons. They have to change language.
Yes.
Now it's newcomer.
Mm-hmm.
What does that play into? Be friends with the new kid in the class.
Right.
Be nice to the newcomer.
You always want to welcome the newcomer.
Welcome the newcomer.
That's how you use that language.
Give your lunch to the newcomer.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Give your bed to the newcomer. Give your house to the newcomer. Give your schools to the newcomer.
The hospital.
Mm-hmm.
But what if some of the newcomers are not good newcomers? No, there's no such thing.
They're all good.
I promise you.
They're all good. They're all just here in search of a better life. That's they just want the American dream. They just want the American dream, which apparently now is come here. We'll give you as much free stuff as possible. And you can
complain.
Right. Yeah. You can complain. You can use our healthcare system. You can drain our economic resources. And then at the end of the day, you'll complain that it's not comfortable enough.
Then there's this little thing. I mean, really, it's an afterthought. I want you to just give me a second to just give you, it's such a little crumb. It's not even very important, Sarah, but can I just mention
it?
It's just a little thing called national security. Tiny.
What are you talking about?
It's not.
Why would that be a problem?
It's insignificant, but I wanted to mention it.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, so you think that letting in unvetted strangers into the interior of the country might be a national security threat?
It crossed my mind. It was a fleeting thought.
Okay.
A satellite thought. It's a preposterous notion that maybe something like that could be a potential.
Next thing you're going to tell me that it's not just Mexicans that are coming through the southern border.
I mean, that's far-fetched.
It's going to be, your next thing you're going to tell me is Chinese and Russians and Iranians.
Now you're smoking, Chris. Surely that will never happen. I mean, it's not possible.
Please,
right?
Please.
I mean,
impossible.
We would never sell our land to China.
No, we wouldn't do it, Sarah. No, especially not in here in the state of Texas.
What right-minded politician that cannot find his own back door to his house that shakes hands with ghosts would ever allow something like that?
Yeah. Have you had enough yet? You tired of this yet? Please. Remember this in November? I understand some of you are still like very upset that like your candidate of choice didn't win in the Republican primary, but I'm just saying, if you want more of this, then I guess don't go to the polls. If you'd like to change it, let's all band together and do that. All right, so stick with me. When we come back, I want to talk the latest on Hunter Biden and his whole continuing saga. You're like, which thing? Yeah, I know, because he's a total criminal and a crackhead. And you're like, I don't even know which thing you're talking about. He's involved in so many illicit affairs. We'll get into that after the break. First, we want to thank our sponsor, Preborn. So Preborn is an organization that I am so proud to partner with. They make it so easy to partner with them because they are saving the lives of the unborn every single day, and they need your help, okay? So what they do is they have already rescued hundreds of thousands of babies' lives through ultrasound. Instead of going into a Planned Parenthood where these scared women are sold lies like, oh, that's just a clump of cells and don't worry, you're going to feel so much better about this later. You're not going to have any regret. It's just like a parasite to your body. These women are being told these lies at Planned Parenthoods and these other abortion facilities. Well, when they go into a preborn clinic, what they often experience is this divine encounter where they go in and they're actually being told the truth. They're being shown the truth. They're listening to the baby's heartbeat and they're being shown on the ultrasound, this is your baby inside you. You're its mother and it needs you to survive. And so when this woman is shown all of this, the majority of the time, she's going to choose life for her baby. And so I'm so proud to be affiliated with Preborn. But ultrasounds cost money, right? So what they're asking you to do is, it's $28 is the cost of an ultrasound. How many ultrasounds can you sponsor knowing that you are going to be saving babies' lives? I would ask that you guys donate however much you're comfortable with. You can donate securely over at preborn.com/Sarah. That is preborn.com/Sarah.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
More Hunter Biden drama. Now, the question will be, as we get into this, the question will be, okay, so what are you guys going to do about it? Because we keep hearing all of these, you know, they're like, oh, you got the latest smoking gun. And I'm like, okay, well, I feel like a smoking gun usually results in some sort of conviction or, you know, something happening. But so yesterday, there have been new emails that have revealed Henry Zhao. This is the Chinese CCP-linked businessman who partnered with Hunter Biden's firm. Turns out, you're going to be shocked to hear this, Yaku. Zhao was motivated by access, not financials.
No.
Yeah, yeah. So corroborating, of course, the House Oversight Committee's position that the Biden name was a commodity being sold by Hunter. There was... You always know it's going to be an interesting time when you have someone from prison testifying. But there was a one of the witnesses, Jason Galanis, one of Hunter's business partners at the Burnham firm, from inside federal prison, told Congress during testimony the entire value add of Hunter Biden to our business was his family name and his access to his father, Vice President Joe Biden. And so there were emails that show that Henry Zhao was interested in the game-changing value Joe Biden would bring to him post-vice presidency, which would provide political access, not just in the U.S. and around the world, which is not really what you want, I would say, when you're dealing with someone who's linked to the CCP. You don't really want them having political access inside the United States, but it would explain a lot about what's going on right now. So in these emails, he said, let him know that what we discussed during our last lunch together in Beijing still holds true. Rosemont Seneca will be folded into the Burnham Harvest entity as soon as the deal closes, thereby giving us all the solid, well-regarded global platform from which we can conduct our mutual business. So impeachment inquiry investigators have considerable evidence from these emails, among other things, that Joe Biden met. It's just that Joe Biden met with nearly all of Hunter's foreign clients. And they traced payments of business agreements in close proximity to these meetings. But it's just, but listen, he was just talking about the weather. Yep. He was just talking about the weather. That's all.
Of course. One phrase and in another word really just kind of, I'm just irked with it a little bit.
Okay.
Sarah.
Why?
The phrase, you know, comes to mind, quid pro quo.
That's a bad term.
Got another guy in potential hot water, just
that's
a little bit.
That's a naughty thing, I'm told.
It's not so good, right?
That's impeachable.
Or say pay for play. I mean, I want to think that another guy was impeached twice. One time for this very thing, I think. You
quid pro quo, yeah, hit the nail on the head. Pay for play, is a problem. That's not even what Trump was doing. Yeah. We were just told it was the quid pro quo, which was this benign phrase that we were told was bad.
And then the other word that really just, my tongue's burning, is that word treason.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think both of those, so relevant. Yeah, let's just be real. The thought that all of America, including Jill Biden, I'll just go straight into the bedroom there, right? The thought that all of America did not know what was really going on here is a joke.
Right.
We've known this from day one. This is pay for play. You get the little druggie, you slip him cocaine, you get his vices with prostitutes, and mind you, underage girls, underage, right?
Mm.
And you get to his daddy. And you don't just get to his daddy, you get to the White House, you get to the executive branch, you get to America. And so they bought access, and both of them, both of the Bidens, heck, all of the Bidens are implicated here, because it was just a loan to my brother. My brother's repaying a loan, you know. And so I want to see all of them lined up, right? Uh-huh. Orange jumpsuits, and then you get the darkest cell, you know, solitary. But the solitary that comes with one meal in 30 days, kind of solitary, right?
So this is how gross it gets, okay? So Galanis actually, in his testimony, he quoted, this was a draft email. They ended up changing it. But the draft email that was written by Devin Archer, of course, Hunter's ex-BFF.
Yes.
He wrote this for Hunter. That said in the email, please also remind Henry Zhao of our conversation about a board seat for a certain relation of mine. Devin and I golfed with that relation earlier last week, and we discussed this very idea again. And as always, he remains very, very keen on the opportunity. Huh. I wonder what relation that was, this certain relation of his. I wonder who that was. Could it be the big guy that he already, by the way, Hunter already testified that Joe Biden was the big guy?
Look, there is a lie in that email. I'm sorry. I just got to do this today. The relation is the big guy, but I doubt that he played golf. He maybe was riding on the cart. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, never seen Joe Biden play golf.
Arm would have fallen off.
That's fair.
He swings it that fast. So, that's fair. There's a little exaggeration. We golfed with the guy. He rode in a cart.
That's fair.
Brokered some treasonous deals.
You know. Why else would you use the term relation?
No, come on.
I talked to a certain relation of mine, and that relation, he, because that's what it says at the end, and as always, he remains very, very keen on the opportunity.
Yeah, of course he's keen. He used his own seat as Vice President of the United States to broker deals for the future, and maybe he did or did not know that he would run for presidency, but here's the deal. Anything we're finding on Hunter now has to pass through into Joe Biden. He's implicated. He met with him in person. He received funds. He transmitted funds. They lied. They corroborated. They deceived. They lied. I mean, they'll lie under oath. Trust me, they will do that. But the evidence is there. So my question, Sarah, is, you remember with Kevin McCarthy said, well, we just don't have enough yet to impeach him. Mm-hmm. No, we do. Mm-hmm. No, we do right now. Right now, we have enough on the big guy and all related entities with his son, you know, crackhead, to go and actually do something. So I hope by February, we see some things change.
And I mean, well, here's the frustrating part, too, is that you see right now, I mean, I had Peter Schweizer on yesterday talking about his new book, Blood Money, and it talks about all of the Chinese infiltration into destroying our country. And it's like you see how they are behind all of this fentanyl, obviously. We've been talking about that for a while, but the operation that they have with Mexico, and it's like, gee, I don't know. Do you think maybe like some of this lax policy on China and on, you know, no ramifications for unleashing a bioweapon on the world and on them killing Americans with fentanyl that they are raking in the millions and we're just having our loved ones die? I don't know. Maybe some of these lax policies on all of these things that can be stemmed back to the CCP have to do with the fact that the guy in charge of things is freaking compromised, which we tried to scream to everyone when he was running.
Completely compromised. Look, he is a puppet. And so he's compromised, which means Barack Obama is compromised. Mm. Michelle Obama is compromised. Miss Rice is compromised because it's Obama and Rice that's running the White House. They answer to the CCP. Let's not forget, very recently, Joe Biden made a deal with the Mexico president, who's also running for office, and say, hey, you need to stem the tide a little bit on the border so I look good, so you look good, so we help each other. You scratch my back, I scratch yours. He's brokering deals with a leader who's part of BRICS.
Mm.
The BRICS coalition, they are entering BRICS. Mexico is entering BRICS. This is well known in the BRICS world. Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, Mexico. We're dealing in favor of China every time you turn. The Biden administration is putting China and Chinese interest before American interest. And part of that is an open border. And it's taking on migrants and giving them asylum and changing the fabric of our nation.
And everything that you just said there, I would argue, could be a high crime or misdemeanor that, I mean, if that isn't impeachable, if it isn't what you just said, if that is not an impeachable offense, I don't know what the hell is.
Donald Trump calls a belly dancer, okay, a belly dancer, right? Belly dancer called Zelensky, right? A fake president in a TV show to look into corruption.
I know. And that was an impeachable offense.
And it's impeachable.
Right.
The current president is bartering and trading with our nemesis.
Right.
China.
Right.
And Mexico, making deals left, right, and center. His son is loaded up like with everything, by the way.
He doesn't just mean money.
With everything, right? And it's not, it's no biggie.
Right. Right.
No biggie.
I know. It's just, it's so, what are you going to do about it? Wow, cool. Another email that shows that Joe Biden was in on the whole thing. Yeah, we know. We've known for many years now. You're going to do something about it? You're going to grow some balls? If not, I want to stop hearing about it because it just makes me mad that I'm like, yeah, we all know that. So what will be done? The Clintons are never going to face justice for all of the horrible crimes and atrocities that they've done. It would be nice for like one of these corrupt families to do
Sarah,
that.
Can I want to lay down an indictment, right? And I want to subpoena all Americans that today say I am conservative, right?
Mm.
And I want you to look at the poll numbers and see how we won. But still, for the bar I set for what we need to do to get this country back,
right,
it was a dismal performance of showing up and voting.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm telling you, we will not get another chance to steady this ship, to get our hands back on a rudder, right?
Mm-hmm.
If we do not do it this November.
I agree.
We better show up with numbers. They need to ask, did more people vote on the right than we ever knew existed? They better show up, the Americans, because otherwise it's on. We have forewarning.
Yeah.
We had 4 years of just hell,
right?
We don't need more motivation.
I know.
So let's see.
I know. All right, before we go, I want to remind you guys to check out the new Blaze TV show, Cooking with the Robertsons. So this is, of course, the Robertson family from Duck Dynasty. Phil Robertson, you know, he has Unashamed here at Blaze. And they're actually going to be sharing all of their cooking and their recipes. And I'm just salivating thinking about it. I'm sure it's all delicious food. So make sure that you go check it out over at blazetv.com. You can use code Robertson30 to get $30 off. It is blazetv.com. You are the perfect person to have on for this next video here that I'm about to show you of students at Deer Creek High School in Edmond, Oklahoma, participating in a fundraiser and sucking and kissing people's toes. Mm-hmm. Watch. Even though they're blurred, it's like very. No. So the initial report, this came from Libs of TikTok. The initial report was that the students were sucking the teacher's toes. But don't worry, they assured Deer Creek everyone, all participants in the assembly were students who signed up for the games they played ahead of time. No Deer Creek faculty or staff participated in any of the games. So don't worry, okay? It wasn't a teacher whose toes they were sucking. It was just another student. And somehow that makes it okay. And you know what else is okay? Is also in Edmond, Oklahoma, down the road, there was a game where in high school, they started licking each other's feet and armpits. So here's that.
This video was taken from the YouTube channels of Edmond North and Memorial. Publicly posted footage of their students licking chocolate, peanut butter, and other condiments off feet and armpits, all during their week-long philanthropy events, known as Balto Week for Edmond North and Swine Week for Edmond Memorial. The most recent video is from 2020, but we found videos going back to 2015.
Nope.
We sent the video you just watched to Edmond Public Schools asking for their response. They noted the feet-licking, quote, didn't happen this year, and the district spokesperson didn't respond directly to the videos we sent.
Great. That's great. Awesome. Wow. Don't worry, Yaku. It may have happened. Total disgusting degeneracy, but it didn't happen this year. Your public tax dollars at work. You guys are paying in Oklahoma.
So every
students to lick armpits.
Every teacher and the individual that came up with this sadistic, straight up, diabolical, demonic idea, and then celebrating it, number one, child abuse. Mm-hmm. Number two, inducing all kinds of crazy kink nonsense. And where's the scare of transmitting any illness or licking armpits? Schools that shut down. And by the way, we've done anti-trafficking work considerably in Edmond. That place is vile. It's run by sick human beings.
Clearly.
It shouldn't be a million miles from a child. Because you do understand, this is induced by adults.
Mm-hmm.
At least by the title adult.
Right. Yes. Because obviously all of these games, if you want to call it that, are come up with and run by adults.
And that adult most likely cross-dresses, dances for kids naked, does whatever drag shows or whatever. Some twisted, sick individual that needs extensive help. But they're with children. Nothing can go wrong with our society, Sarah, when we put the insane in charge of the kids.
I don't know when people are going to wake up and finally say these public schools are garbage. Garbage. And don't send me your hate mail like, well, my wife is a public school teacher and she's really nice and conservative. I understand that there are still good teachers out there, but the system is rot. It's decayed
from the onset to the core.
It is completely rotten and evil. And your children are graduating not knowing how to read or write or do math. But don't worry, because they raised $150,000 for a coffee shop down the road by licking the armpits of their peers.
Yeah, no, very, very important work to be done. And let's expose children to sick practices, which you know what that leads to. That is Googling it. That's going on YouTube. And then the algorithm says, hey, if you're into sucking toes.
Yeah. You can't tell me that inherently sucking someone's toe is that, like, what else is it? I don't personally, like, I'm not into that, I'd like to say for the record, but like, what else is it if not inherently sexual?
It's sexual, and it leads to a culture online. Look, I don't recommend you go do this. We fight human trafficking every single day. We deal with this absolute horse crap every day. The child that then goes on YouTube and types in toe sucking, brace yourself. Brace yourself if you think it stops at toe sucking with what comes to that child. So it is exploitation of children. It's a mockery. It's making fun of them. It's making a kid be on his... It's so sick. It's BDSM nonsense of dominating a human being, degrading a child on his face, hands and knees to suck the toes of another human being. It is a complete insult. Where are the parents? Where are the parents?
My child is never participating in anything like that. That's a great question. Where are the parents? Well, it would be too much of an inconvenience to pay attention to what their kids are doing at school. They'd rather, like, scroll Facebook than, I don't know, show up and get involved in what their kids are learning and being indoctrinated into. I could go on all day about that, but we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Got something to say? Leave Sarah a message at 888-969-5113.
Okay, remember on Tuesday, we showed Charles Barkley saying he was going to punch any black person in the face if they were wearing Donald Trump's mugshot on a shirt. And then later, he actually doubled down later that evening. Watch.
Now, I do want to say this. I want to make it perfectly clear. If you're a black person and you're wearing a Donald Trump mugshot, you are a freaking idiot. And I'm only saying freaking idiot because they won't let me say what I really want to say. But you can figure it out. It starts with an F.
Well, one of my Twitter friends, Zeke Arkham, posted a picture of himself wearing the Donald Trump mugshot shirt with the caption, "Anyone seen Charles Barkley? I heard he was looking for me. I grew up in the you hit me, I'm going to hit you back era," which I believe they call self-defense.
Yeah, I mean, Barkley should just blink and remember when Shaq on national television said, I'm gonna knock your head off your block. Barkley is an idiot.
He really is.
Okay, he's a complete idiot.
And it's cute when you're, like, talking about basketball. It's not cute when you try to involve yourself in politics. But maybe their four viewers are really happy with it, so.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.